Blog Talk Radio.
All right, guys. Hello, hello, and welcome back to Back Talk with Q&A. It's your girl Q Speaks and everybody's favorite guy, Mr. A.B. Ready.
How y'all feeling, people?
Hey out there, everyone. We are dealing with the weather change here.
Yes.
We are calling from the mitten. We're talking from the mitten here. That's where we're launching from.
Yes, we are. Right in the palm of your hand.
So hopefully everyone had a wonderful week. We are back here today as promised. We will hit you up every Saturday with some of that real spill conversation that we, again, promised you. So I had a long night last night.
Ooh.
I'm getting it back together. So, hey, guys, if I sound a little hoarse, that's a good thing. I mean, I had fun. I had a really good time last night. Real, real good time. And I'm going to leave it at that. I posted the kind pictures, probably made it to social media, and then I woke up and scrolled through the phone. Maybe go through your phone. And
yeah.
You see pictures like, I had one of those moments.
Well, I've seen a few of them.
Oh,
already. Already.
Yeah.
They flying off the screen already.
Yeah. Some birthday time I spent with my cousin.
Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
So, what are we doing this week? Are we going to respond to the letter? We chose out of the many.
Yes.
All right, guys. So, this episode, we said that we were going to be talking about relationships. It's not just going to end with this particular episode. It's going to continue. So, we know you can't relate to this because you can't live this life without relationships on any level, personal and or professional. And, you know, you're good people here, myself, Q Speaks, and AB. We're revved up to dig in and chat it up. We got the cognac conversations going on today. So you're going to always get her version, his version, and take whatever works for you.
Yeah.
All right. So, AB, what we got?
Oh, we got a letter from Nancy from Chicago, the Windy City.
Nancy from
Chicago. Yes.
All right.
She got an interesting one. I think this one's going to blow the socks off people. I think this one kind of, I think this is going to be a yummy one right
here. I'm nervous. You're excited.
Yes, I'm nervous. Okay. Nancy hit us in the head with this one.
What does Nancy
want to
know?
Nancy want to know. How do people feel by her telling her friend that she believes that she owned her husband, significant other?
She has
some type of ownership.
Oh, he comes with a lease. He has papers.
Yes.
Okay.
That she got papers.
Okay.
But they're not married. But they got papers, some type of ownership.
They're not married.
Mm-mm.
And she owns her man.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But the interesting thing is that what she says is that he feels the same way.
That he owns her.
Yeah. So it's like, I want to know how people feeling about this one.
Wait a minute. Let me take me a quick note because
yes,
it can go
yes.
many different ways.
I want to know how people, because they both saying they all right with what they that they own each other. So I want to know how everybody else, how you feel about it.
So
on the her version.
Her version. Why this can go in so many different.
Yes, it can.
I personally don't want to own me. I don't feel I own anyone.
Okay.
Now, we can be committed. We can commit to belonging. Just thinking like ownership. We can commit, but I mean, I just don't, the word own puts a bad taste in my mouth.
Now, it may appear harsh. It, to me, I know the word is hard
it
because
is.
The way
because did she have
but,
to say owned? Is
yes,
that the word?
But
Lord,
yeah, she
Nancy,
didn't,
Nancy.
She didn't, not this her terminology, but
yeah.
Me looking at it on the his version tip, I'ma say this. I kind of agree with Nancy and her little boo Scott.
So commitment,
ownership, yes. Because I'm gonna say this: if you, I got to throw you in their shoes now.
Mm,
got to throw you in that now. If you out with your significant other, booski, who you've been with for some time now, and y'all go out. It's supposed to be unwritten rules that you supposed to follow, but we know majority of time
lines
people don't
respect.
Follow. Yes, but we know majority. I don't know people's situation, so you know people present to the public like their relationship is hunky dory, but I don't know what's behind closed doors. So I'm just gonna say this is just a general. demonstration.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna just say this: that if we go out and an idiot dude approach you, true enough, it's supposed to be your responsibility to bag him up. But you know, sometimes they be hard headed, so they don't bag up right away.
Mm.
So you may need another helping hand. And that other helping hand is that booski that came in there.
Okay.
And what he gonna do is go into protective mode. Because a man from the ancient days,
mm-hmm.
men supposed to what? Protect?
Protect theirs.
Oh, yes.
Protect. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now
yes.
We're talking about being territorial.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I get that. But see, then there's different levels to it, right?
True.
I mean, there's so many different situations and scenarios. We can talk about a person that is approaching your significant other in your presence in an inappropriate way, right?
Okay.
I personally feel that it is your mate's responsibility to keep that person at bay
okay.
and get them together. Not, I feel like if you're committed to me and you respect us and me, that's what you would do.
Okay.
I expect that. And it's clearly communicated that I expect that of you.
Okay.
I don't feel that I need to be checking the person that's approaching him.
Okay.
You know, I feel that now some of us have encountered the friend or a person that's been sipping a little bit too much and want to use that as an excuse to get extra friendly
mm-hmm.
with your significant
mm-hmm.
other. And then I believe if that person is your friend or from your circle, that then in that case, yeah, you can check them up. You can. I believe that. I think it just really depends. But do I think I own or that someone owns me? No, I don't. I don't. I don't like the word. I don't think. I think it's the word.
That's what it is.
It's
that's the word.
I don't like the word.
I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say this.
Yeah.
You in agreement. I think everybody in agreement with Nancy. But they don't like the word. That's the only thing. And I know it's a harsh word.
Can we look up ownership?
Oh, like, yes. Oh, yes. I think I did that.
Let's share with the world.
I think I'm
not Googling. Just get, you know.
Okay. I'm going to go. I'm going to. Yes, yes.
You know,
I'm going to go to whatever they give
whatever,
me. Whatever it is.
Because. People.
You finna find out. Here it goes.
Oh, God. What does it say?
It say ownership.
Yeah.
The act, state, or right of possessing something.
Something.
Yes, something. Oh, we didn't call it our significant other things. Don't get it tripping.
Something.
Yeah, don't get it tripping. Now, we didn't call them things before,
mm-hmm.
but it's a possession, but it's a state also.
Ooh.
It's a mental.
It's
a mental state. Because I done seen, then if that's not the case, why do other women go beat up other women.
Because they're stupid. They need to
they
be checking their man.
They may.
Why are you mad at the woman who is not in a relationship with you, who has not violated a commitment to you? You should be upset with the man. Why are you checking the woman? Check your man.
Because
but not keeping her together and keeping
true.
With her where she needs to be.
That's true, but you, I didn't see
I'm just, we just all confused.
Seen,
days and confused.
Yes, but they've been, but they been stepping
wrong.
Them across them lines.
And
I didn't watch.
Stroking you all, baby.
And I didn't watch.
Me?
And I didn't watch. Women set plays up to where they had to put the other little broad in their place.
Like I said, it's situations that you know be different. I get that. Like the one I just gave, right?
Yeah.
Like if it's someone that knows you, that you from your circle, they know this is your mate, and now you acting out. And stepping and disrespecting me, now we got an issue.
Okay, now let me ask you this then. Then, do you have a pet?
No. Have I ever had one?
Yes. And who was responsible for that pet?
Me.
And what you had to do for that pet?
Take care of it.
Mm-hmm. And
clean it.
And when they ask, and if that dog,
if that
pet leaves. If that pet leaves and or get lost, what do they put on there?
Return the owner.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a pet.
Mm-hmm. Does your mate be a pet sometimes?
Oh Lord.
See that, I'm gonna say a lot of people like to play with the words a lot because they don't the harsh real spiel on some real demo. When you really look at it, you really is the owner of that relationship.
We have become owners. I won't take that. I think we can find, I think the goal should be to find a good word. Hey, guys, if you are listening, we know you're out there. Help us help Nancy. Feel free to call us at area code 914-205-5401. Call us now again. That's 914-205-5401. We want to know what you think. We will.
I definitely do.
We want to know what you
because
think.
This is interesting
this
to me. I'm definitely because a lot of people don't like that word.
No, I like it. I think it's a bit much.
Why?
And you're not. I mean, and I get that you can have commitment without papers and all of that, but you know, that's just it's a bit much.
Then why? Let me ask you this. Then why do you have to have a license to get married?
Honestly,
why does it gotta have to? Because every time you own,
purpose.
Yes, but
that's why
it still has got to have some. That's a contract.
Mm-hmm.
That's some type of contract.
Okay, all right.
So I want to know for
yeah.
you getting married. With this individual, you telling me now you still ain't you
not
still don't cut you. We can go to marriage now because because it seemed like that's what most relationships want to end up at is
okay.
marriage, correct?
Oh, most and then some just want to be committed without papers. I mean, want to be you know be married without the document saying that they are. Oh, we're married in our hearts.
I just don't like labels. That's all.
Yeah, a lot of people don't, and then you see that. I'm traditional. I do care for marriage.
Okay.
But I do respect those that don't want that as well. You know, you don't want it. That's fine. You know, to each his own.
You're true.
That's how I feel.
So, do you? No, we're not going to go that way.
No.
I'm not going to go that way.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to pull back.
Okay.
Because I was going to go a little deeper. And then
Nancy,
said,
we
no.
haven't forgot about you, baby.
Yeah.
We still.
No, we coming back.
We,
that's why I said I'm going to stop.
We're
going
to let this marinate a little bit.
We coming back to Nancy. That ownership word, a lot of people don't like it like you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You said that's a nasty word. So what word you think it should be?
Oh, but then when I get this. They're not words, they're just synonyms and they being the same thing. It just doesn't say own. It's like belonging or, you know, I just like
accountability, responsibility.
And then that's another thing. I feel like I'm not responsible for you. I'm not. I feel like that we make our own decisions.
But in a marriage, you become responsible for the other.
Yeah.
So why it got to Why you have to wait?
Until the papers?
Right. Why wait?
Yeah.
See, it's a tricky subject. Because if you can do it with the paper, but you can't do it without the paper.
I think that the only reason, I think the only reason it would be an issue for you to say you own your mate is if your mate doesn't believe it.
No, because Nancy said her mate is all.
Everything. You
can
have it.
Yeah, they can have it.
If you're in a relationship, make it says no, you don't, then ownership becomes.
It becomes a sticky situation. Because now, if that person like really in that, if they decide they don't want the ownership label,
yeah,
because it's too harsh for them,
mm-hmm,
as they say, then what Nancy supposed to do? He don't seem like he committed to Nancy's plan now. Because Nancy want to possess this man.
Then you trade it in.
Find a new possession.
You may have a couple of miles on it, get your number.
Yeah.
You got the,
they ain't got no real tags.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so they ain't got no real tags.
I'm just saying.
No. So okay.
Guys, when you hear that,
because we got to travel. We got to travel further.
All right, what's up?
Okay, we're gonna take it this way, because I don't know. Nancy ain't gave us more information about their relationship.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's turmoil or is they having that one moment of bliss right now, and they really ain't dug deep into the relationship.
So the letter,
further down.
Nancy, baby, you didn't communicate if the conversation that you were having with your friend, or you know, when you, the context that you were sharing that you own your mate, like you know, hey, was it?
Because she could have gave us her name.
Had he done something, and you feel you had to check him, and you're like, I own him. I mean, what was the? I really want to know the whole foundation, that the context that you used on your mate. That would be a little helpful. But
yes,
because I'm still gonna stand by this. I don't believe you own anybody. But if both of you feel that ownership is what you have between the two of you, congratulations, have at it. I want y'all love and own. You
so
can't own anymore.
So you wouldn't fight for your relationship if it's kind of rocky?
Yeah, I mean,
you wouldn't fight for it.
You fight for relationships without even knowing that you're fighting for it.
Sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes. But let's go to family. You can take it to a simpler form and put it as your family.
Yeah.
My mother told me this. Boy, I brought you in this world. I can take you out. That means you own me then.
So true.
Yes. That means you own me then.
Out of here.
Yes.
You
so
back.
That means, yes, that's what it means.
And we say that, you're mine.
Yes.
And I feel that way about my family.
Oh.
I do.
Ooh,
okay,
ooh,
all right,
ooh,
well, hold on. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you this right now. I do. I don't care if I haven't talked to you forever. Just the way I'm cut. You call me, I'm going to be there. You have to call me. You and me, I'll be there. Not for no frivolous mess. I mean, I'm one of those too. But let me tell you, I don't care if somebody asks you, you call me, I'm coming. I'm going to protect mine.
Okay.
You ever see that meme that they have out there about, you know, me calling my cousin, you know, or something like it's all the pack of wolves or something.
I've never seen that one.
I'm going to pull that one up for you. But that's just how it is. That's family. So now you trying to say, because I feel that way about my family,
it should be that
I
way.
I do feel
really,
I own them.
I'm gonna say this. Because when you become in a relationship,
yeah, they become family.
Yes, yes, they do.
And
I don't see it no other way. If I become attached to whether it's a guy or female, and I get attached to them, I'm a owner. Meaning this, I'm gonna protect them just as I would protect myself because this is who I love now.
Okay.
I'm going to own my relationships with each and every individual I'm with. I'm going to take accountability, responsibility for each action I make. I'm going to make sure they look good in the eyes of the public. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to own my relationships.
She's such a traditional G.
I'm supposed to be. You didn't let it go away so much.
You better scoop up AB ready.
I got to bring them. No, I'm not ready. I'm not ready.
AB not ready
for
that.
I'm not ready.
Okay.
I'm not ready.
All right, leave him alone.
But if I bring you into my friendship zone, though.
You own
them. Oh, yes. Yes. I'm going to own that friendship.
See, guys, girls.
I'm
going
to be true to them all the way through.
Gents. This is what we have to cherish and preserve. And if we have lost this in our dealings with the people in our life, we need to bring that back.
Yes.
And if you have people around you that don't feel that way about you, shit, you got the wrong people around
you.
Right?
Because you're supposed to fight for your family, the ones you say you love. If you put a tag on the individuals that you always around.
Yep.
I'm going to cherish that every moment.
Yeah.
So I'm going to possess, I'm going to own that moment.
Yeah. Right.
With my family.
And
I like the word.
You like
but
it.
But because even though it's harsh to people, they don't want to accept it. But Nancy and Herb Booski then brought something to me. I like that ownership
word.
Lord. I like that
word.
All
right,
word.
Nancy.
Thank you, Windy City. Thank you, Windy City. That's a good one for me.
That
I like
that.
I like that because Nancy talking some trash to me.
Oh, Lord.
I like that trash talk. Talking Nancy.
Own it, girl.
Own it. Because I'm going to own it.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. I love it. All right.
So?
You guys, we still want to know what you think. So drop us a line. And we still have so many letters that we're going through, but you guys can also send letters in to us. You can email me, qspeaks@universaldeep.com, and you can email abready@universaldeep.com. Let us know what's on your chest that you want us to talk about here on Beck Talk with Q&A. So, well, we're talking about relationships, period.
Yeah.
Right. And saying that you can't live life without them. You know, you have personal and you have, you know, professional. What about communication, right?
Yeah.
Within any relationship. What do people be talking about that they get to a point that they've known each other for so long in whatever area and have never discussed certain definitions, right?
Right.
Friendship.
Right.
How do you define, you know, being a friend, and what do I define it as? And then that it not being on the same page opens that door for offenses and feeling like you're not valued, and you know what I'm saying? Like, I was a good friend to you, and you feel like, well, I was a good friend to you, and someone's telling you that you were crappy, but
right.
Why is that? Because you look at friendship completely different that other person, right? Or in a relationship, you know, I was a good woman to you, and you're like, nah, baby, you know, you could have been better. What do you mean? What did you expect from that relationship? You know, in that sense, I don't think we spend enough time having conversations that are meaningful. What do we be doing with?
It's all in everybody else's business.
Good Lord.
And then trying to use somebody else's relationship as an example of how your relationship should come out or turn out.
You
I don't know.
You have no idea what folks are dealing with behind those closed doors.
You do not. And that's why I don't like to, me personally, go over that line. Like, I don't want to speculate unless you give me, I want you to give it to me. Then I can give you a analysis of what I think after that.
Yeah.
But if you don't tell me nothing, all I can just say is what I see on the outside.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what's going on in the inside.
Mm-hmm.
I say, oh, that house looks so pretty on the outside.
Damn,
and then in the inside, it's all tore up, the paint everywhere, the furniture turned upside down.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But they come out with a good picture, though. They cleaned up nice. They come out looking sashay and everything.
My mom always said that. They said, follow them home. follow somebody home. They out here, you out here trying to keep up with this person and that person off of an appearance, this what you think this person is. Go home and see how they live. Mm-hmm. And they are the exact opposite of this.
Not most time. I ain't gonna say everybody.
It happens,
yeah. But I ain't gonna say everybody.
Yeah, everybody's not like that.
But I have met individuals that do, you know, give you that appearance like everything peachy cream.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, you find out it wasn't laying like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Oh, did we say that last week? Well, I said, you know, sometimes people's business is not your business.
It's not. But they love putting their nose in.
But child, they go extra.
Yeah, they love putting their nose straight up in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That be killing me too. That you can always have a solution for my problem, but you can't have a solution for your problem.
You can't. Can you get in your own business?
But
get all up in an affair.
Like you know everything I need to do to get myself together. But you can't get yours together.
Big old mess.
That's like what I heard about a doctor. This was shocking to me. A doctor became ill numerous of times, and what's shocking to me is this: for you to be in a profession of health, and you haven't did the necessary
preventative maintenance,
right? to prevent you from getting ill.
Yeah.
How do we supposed to trust your opinion on our health?
Yeah.
If your health is bold.
That is true. But they say doctors make the worst patients.
They will make the worst examples too.
Yeah.
Because if you're supposed to be something in health and then you telling me all this that I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
And then you ain't doing it.
Well, it's not all doctors.
No.
Not like that.
It's not all.
But, you know, it gets a little sticky and tricky. We have to, people, they're human too, but that's true. I need you to walk that walk
all the time. You're supposed to. If you're going to tell me this, yes,
that you're doing.
You're supposed to.
Yeah, I get that.
I just hate when people talk and then don't mean what they're really saying. They just saying some stuff just to say it.
Right. So I ask you this too, so real quick. What about now? We do have so many letters. Wouldn't it be tricky? I'm just wondering about Nancy and her boo. Me personally, I am against workplace relationships. I don't think that they work. They may work for some people. I think it depends on where you work, the industry that you're in, and all that, right? But can people be that possessive of one another and feel they own each other?
Yes.
And work together?
Yes. You ain't never seen that.
And that, like, create a bad
situation. And it can't. Meaning this, if they already have an understanding, meaning them two individuals already have an understanding of what that label is.
Yeah.
See, I threw that label. Well, Nancy threw the label out. But
you appreciated it.
Yeah,
you would have took it like it's your love.
Yeah, because I like that. I'm owning the moment of what I believe in. I'm owning that. That's me.
Okay.
That's me. So I'm going to take care of
yours.
Yes.
I get it. When you're in a relationship and stuff, yeah, that's mine.
I get it.
That's mine.
Because I'm going to protect it. If you touch it, I think you know.
That's really it.
I'm going to tell you this. If you had an individual that was doing everything that
they supposed to be doing,
mm-hmm, you wouldn't have an issue with
it.
Right.
Yeah.
But if they doing clumsy stuff in between and not holding their balance on their end,
mm-hmm,
then of course everybody going to say, oh, hell no, don't no motherfucker on me.
That's right.
But if he doing or she doing everything, if everybody meets everything, on the same page.
So ownership is there when that person doing what they supposed to do.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
If folks want to just turn you on in and trade you,
right.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I'm saying they riding, everything is good. Meaning, he doing, she doing.
Okay.
They part. Oh, yes. They own in that moment. Y'all don't, everybody else may not like the Nancy and her boo she own in that moment, but they own in that moment.
They own it.
Without everybody else interfering, without everybody, she just thinking, because she probably had a talk with her girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
that her girlfriend may say, but I think Nancy and her booski own the something. Because they own in that moment. It's a live moment. They enjoying the moment with each other. Yes, they own in that moment.
So I can't get with, you know, you see pictures out here on the gram and wherever, you know, people put out pictures that they, you know, they're not what they post to be, right?
Catfishing.
No, not even. All right, we're going to bring this. I guess we're going to be talking about catfishing.
Like,
your boy
you
had me ready, was on that one.
Yeah, because they send you some fake old pictures and then.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you,
guys,
this is how they land,
letters,
like, and then all of a sudden they something different.
Feel free to comment and talk and just follow up on that. But we're going to bring that back because this relates to this series, baby. It's going to run. We're going to run with this one. It's going to be related to this for a minute. But you threw me off. Jumped out of nowhere, catfish. Like,
yeah, because you know they do those. But I think they be doing that in person, too. When you be, because first
that's
impression.
What that new Tiffany Haddish new
I'm
movie
saying,
with Tita.
First
about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it is. But I'm saying the first impression is a gimmick.
Okay.
It's a facade.
Okay.
A joke. Meaning this. Everybody put on that pretty face or whatnot when they first meet that individual.
Yeah, yeah.
So when they going out them first times for the few months, they thinking, ooh, girl, this dude. And he like, old girl, like,
Oh, no, he doing
this
know, bait. Oh, that
yeah,
goes, oh,
but
yeah,
then
yeah,
all
yeah,
of
yeah,
a
yeah.
sudden... All type of stuff jump out on you.
You know, we were just talking about that. You people put on this facade. You know, you have this window of pretend time in relationships. You look around at a person a year, two, five later, and you're like, you know, this is not what it was when we first got together. And you, why is it not that thing? Because I'm going to ask you. Look, this is different. Why is that? And you can tell me 50 million times your reason. I'm going to bring it back up. I'm clearly trying to tell you I needed to be back the way that it was in some area.
Right?
I mean,
see,
if I
but why you just can't say, just say it?
I'm saying,
you throwing hints? Is you saying it or you throwing hints?
Me personally, I would say it.
Oh, okay.
No, me personally, I would tell you exactly what has changed.
If they just
and
throwing
what
hints,
I want. No.
Well, you know, most people don't read hints, like, or...
I have learned the hard way that folks can't read my mind, and that
all
I...
All the time.
But I was raised by a woman who didn't sugarcoat anything anyway, so I don't even know why I tried. So that's why now, in life, I don't sugarcoat anything. So
you
if you're trying to talk to Q, Q gonna give you that straight
you
cut, no chaser. You want somebody to put icing and all that extra shit on, then you didn't want to be talking to me.
Right.
You want to talk to somebody else.
Oh, that's true.
That's just the way to say it. I'm direct. I'm transparent because I don't have time. I don't want, and I don't like repeating myself.
Yeah.
So I really want to make sure that we're clear. And I ask, does this make sense to you?
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? We
do
good.
They, yeah.
And
I don't know.
I get people.
You talking to me because you just saying like, yeah, I understand. You can't just look at me like that.
Yeah, I got you.
Yes, I got you. I really get it.
Guys, I'm sitting up here. I got this wonderful happy clippage. I got this funny bun action going on today. I love AB. He just doesn't make me feel bad for having a long night.
Oh, no. Because you post to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Post to enjoy yourself. But, you ain't got no time for no negative energy.
Not.
Do you hear me? Mm-hmm. That's why I'm telling Nancy and her booski, look,
yeah,
enjoy y'all moment.
That's right. And also, and talking about that real quick, that energy, that's what we're about. That's why Q&A jail the way that we do, because, you know, you have to have people around you that if they see you slipping, it don't take them long to say one word or two to get you back to where you need to be, or that you are both have a common goal with
right.
prosperity being and keeping peace
all the time,
you know, and be attainment and being productive.
Because yes,
if you're not productive,
yes,
we can't make no room for it
all the time.
And,
it's
just not happening.
It can't.
It's just not. Also, on that note, think about that too, guys, when you're in the workplace, because we're going to talk about those relationships there. A lot of people don't know how to leave work at work, and you carry some of that and bring it home.
Ooh, they
to
do
your
it both
relationship.
Ways. They
do and
it
then
both
you take
ways.
Your relationship and you bring that
tension
to work, to folks that don't know nothing about your life, what's going on, and now you're taking it out on them. It, you know, it has to be a balance in there. You have to, everything in its place. Period.
And that's another reason why I'm agreeing with Nancy of on the ownership. Because,
yes, I started it. So
because it is.
What?
If a person is dealing with something and they bring it to you and you bask in that negativity on it, oh, they owned you.
Mm.
They just owned you. They took possession of what all your positive energy and put the negative energy straight in it, because now your focus is straight on they bullshit.
Yeah.
You all on they shit.
Yeah.
Hey, now I come around, you want to talk about they shit.
Yeah.
What happened to the productive person I just got finished fucking with? Just a little while
ago. Where did they go?
You was just talking good.
What do you do since you were owned? Did you trade them in? Or did you fight? I'm sorry. You
some
had to
fight.
Do that.
Not some fight.
I mean fight for
now,
the relationship.
Me, I'm going to fight for mine. Meaning that I know it's some good things in there, a lot of them. It's just, we just probably ran into a bad spell or something happened that one of us didn't communicate to the other.
Okay.
And we just been trying to deal with it on our own shit without adding our significant other into it.
Yeah.
So we, instead of just bringing them into the mix and like, look, baby, this is what I'm dealing with. It's kind of rough. It's rolling. What do you have a suggestion? Most people don't want to do that. See, I have no problem looking for another solution.
Hello.
Asking another question, trying to find it. I'm trying to understand. I'm always keep saying that because that's what I really believe.
Yeah.
I'm trying to understand. I don't want nothing to keep on fucking us up.
Yeah.
I mean, whether it's a friendship, a relationship with a significant other,
yeah,
family relationship. I just want all of it to be jammed. But I know we're going to have our riffs. We're going to have our moments. We just got to get through it without basking on the negative right. shit all the time.
Yeah.
Because most people get stuck on that. They stay stuck on the negative part. So the next day they come through, they still talking about the same shit. The next day after that, they still talking about that same shit. Motherfucker, move on.
Well, now that I think we can definitely, we're going to bring that back up too, because there was also a letter. We have some stuff to filter through, guys. Some wonderful stuff. AB and I spend time after our long days at work to kind of get this content together for you. But, you know, when an offense happens or when someone cheats or does something that is considered disrespectful to that relationship, I don't think that you got a partner or a mate that'll say, let it go, or why are you persecuting me? Why am I still being punished for this thing that I did?
Right.
And I apologize for it. Well, just because that person has gone through it with you and has chosen to stay with you, I hope y'all listening, has chosen to stay with you,
right,
does not mean that you get to erase from their mind what you have done.
Oh, that's true.
Get to tell a person
true.
To never think back on
that's
that
true.
Time
no.
again.
No,
and,
you
and,
don't.
And if you do something and it triggers and they think about that, you know, and if you can't stick around and then go.
You
but
don't.
You don't get to tell
you
a person
don't.
How long and when to let something go.
You don't. But I'm going to say this. I'm going to let them know as far as bringing it towards me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not telling you don't deal with your shit the way you want to deal with your shit.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you to do that.
Yeah.
I'm saying this. Do your shit. Mm-hmm. But don't include other people to bring down their shit.
Yeah.
Meaning this. I may be in a beautiful mood right now. And then, but if you my friend and you keep coming with the same negative shit all the time, you, I know you want me to listen to you. Do you want me to give you an added some advice or a suggestion? Is you in, do you, is that what you coming around me for? Because I give you that, but I'm gonna give it to you and it may be harsh, but I'm gonna tell you to move the fuck on on some real spiel
because it's not
gonna be productive.
Yeah.
It's not gonna change nothing. Whatever happened, happened. Now you can stop it from happening since you know about it now and do something different.
Yeah.
Now what do you want to do different? You know the problem. You know the problem.
Yeah.
What do you want to do different?
Yeah.
Let's find a solution so you can get over the hump. Don't keep dwelling on that, because as long as you keep on dwelling, everybody that come around you, you're going to pull them straight up in it too.
Yeah.
And now they want to be, and now some of them will get caught up in it because they so eager to try to help you come out your shit that they didn't stop doing that shit.
Yeah.
And
sacrifice
to me,
the name of
and to me,
goal.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
Because if anything, we supposed to push each other up.
Yeah.
Not keep pulling each
and
other down.
And support each other.
Yes.
And support each
other.
If I'm an entrepreneur and you're not, you should still be doing everything that
you
can. You
supposed
support
to, yes.
And vice
versa. If I'm saying you my friend, or my mate, or whoever.
Or whoever.
Whoever.
Your friend, your people.
I ain't gonna say my people, because most I don't jump on everybody like you know.
But the ones that you hold dear
to you, the ones I fuck with.
Okay, you
them
expect,
the ones,
you have expectations.
Yes, for them.
For them.
Everybody
and
I fuck with, I'm gonna push them.
And there you go.
I'm gonna push them as much as I want to push them.
Okay, all right.
That's my thing. I'm always come around you and talk some positive shit, meaning that shit, nigga, what you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, you should, you know, we should do this. I always try to include everybody into what a vision I may have.
Yeah.
But if they not with it, I can't force nobody to come with me, and they don't want to come with me. I got to keep moving.
Yeah.
I can't be, I'm not mad. I'm never mad. It, you got to really push the button.
And I don't
for me to
ever
get mad.
Want to see that button push.
Really,
how about that?
We good.
Yeah.
I'm going to move on. If you don't want no assistance, then cool. I'm going to keep on stepping.
Yeah.
I can't worry about it. I can't let it bring me down. Meaning, I'm going to take them seconds out, the moments, to help you out. What do you need me to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you what you need me to do.
Yeah.
I ain't going to ask to say what you should do.
Yeah.
I'm going to say what you need me to do on my end to help you get to where you need
to
get.
Where you need to be, yeah.
I ask that to people. Like, what do you want? Because if you're going to help me, I'm going to help you. That's what it's supposed to be.
Oh, those are goals, man.
Yeah.
Like, that is what you would want it to be. It's
that's what
you not like that everywhere, right?
No, it's not.
So, guys, AB and myself, we are going through some of these letters. Nancy, thank you so much for that. Thank you. We do reach out to you and let you know when we are airing those. If you guys, right now, it is the birthday minute. Are there any birthday shout-outs
today?
Okay.
You know I got to shout-out my baby girl, Magnolia.
All right.
Turns four today.
Oh, happy birthday, princess.
She's going to be a party animal tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Anything, going crazy.
I love it. Happy birthday out to my cousin Lucky. I hope you are going to celebrate this personal new year of yours. I know it's going to be regal because that's who you are. So nothing but love and blessings out there to everyone. If your birthday is today or this upcoming week, happy birthday. And let us know. We will shout you out on our show because we are doing celebrations for your trips around the sun in the last minute of the show. All right, guys. So AB and myself are going to get ready and wrap life up. just want to say thank you so much for tuning in. We got some more letters. Relate to This is the series that will continue. And
I'm going to go to the next one.